It's them kids, not those kids. Get it right. How many times have I told you? Rule 27 of the guild sounds stupid. People get suspicious of rat catchers that talk too good.
Sorry.
Talk thick, be clever. That's the way to do it, said Ratcatcher 1.
Sorry, I forgot.
You tend to do it the other way round.
Sorry, them kids. It's cruel tying people up. And they're only kids after all.
So?
So it'd be a lot easier to take them down the tunnel to the river and hit them on the head and throw them in. They'll be miles downriver before anyone fishes them out, and they probably won't even be recognizable by the time the fish have finished with them.
Morris heard a pause in the conversation. Then Ratcatcher 1 said,
I didn't know you were such a kind-hearted soul, Bill.
Right, and, sorry, Anne, I've got an idea about getting rid of this piper, too.
The next voice came from everywhere. It sounded like a rushing wind, and, in the heart of the wind, the groan of something in agony. It filled the air.
No, we can use the piper.
No, we can use the piper, said Ratcatcher 1.
That's right, said Ratcatcher 2. I was just thinking the same thing. How can we use the piper?
Once again, Morris heard a sound like a wind blowing through a cave, but it seemed to be in his head rather than in the air.
Isn't it obvious?
Isn't it obvious? Said Ratcatcher 1.
Yeah, obvious, muttered Ratcatcher 2. Obviously, it's obvious.
Morris watched the Ratcatcher open several of the cages, grab rats, and drop them into a sack. He saw ham and pork tipped into one too. And then the Ratcatchers had gone, dragging the other humans with them, and Morris wondered, where in this maze of cellars is a Morris-sized hole? Cats can't see in the dark. What they can do is see by very little light. A tiny scrap of moonlight was filtering into the space behind him. It was coming through a tiny hole in the ceiling, barely big enough for a mouse, and certainly not big enough for a Morris, even if he could reach it. It illuminated another cellar. By the looks of it, the rat catchers used this one too. There were a few barrels stacked in one corner, and piles of broken rat cages. Morris prowled around it, looking for another way out. There were doors, but they had handles, and even his mighty brain couldn't figure out the mystery of doorknobs. There was another drain grating in the wall, though. He squeezed through it. Another cellar. And more boxes and sacks. At least it was dry, though. A voice behind him said,
"What kind of thing are you?"
He spun around. All he could make out were boxes and sacks. The air still stank of rats, and there was a continuous rustling, and the occasional faint squeak. But the place was a little piece of heaven compared to the hell of the cage room. The voice had come from behind him, hadn't it? He must have heard it, mustn't he? Because it seemed to him that he just had something like the memory of hearing a voice, something that had arrived in his head without bothering to go through his ragged ears. It had been the same with the rat catchers. They talked as if they'd heard a voice and thought it was their own thoughts. The voice hadn't really been there, had it?
"I can't see you," said the memory. "I don't know what you are."
It was not a good voice for a memory to have. It was all hisses, and it slid into the mind like a knife.
"Come closer."
Morris's paws twitched. The muscles in his legs started to push him forward. He extended his claws and got control of himself. Someone was hiding amongst the boxes, he thought, and it would probably not be a good idea to say anything. People could get funny about talking cats. You couldn't rely on everyone being as mad as the storytelling girl.
"Come closer."
The voice seemed to pull at him. He'd have to say something.
"I'm happy where I am, thank you," said Morris.
"Then will you share our pain?"
The last word hurt. But it did not, and this was surprising, hurt a lot. The voice had sounded sharp and loud and dramatic, as if the owner was keen to see Morris rolling in agony. Instead, it gave him a very brief headache. When the voice arrived again, it sounded very suspicious.
"What kind of creature are you? Your mind is wrong."
"I prefer amazing," said Morris.
Anyway, who are you asking me questions in the dark?
All he could smell was rat. He heard a faint sound.